Paul, what do you think of the way your group closed that one out today?
Well, we kept it exciting. Our third was better than our second. I liked our first and found a way.
Blake doesn't like talking about himself, but 6 years in a row and seventh time in his career for 20 goals or more. I mean, what does that say about his consistency?
And the goals are secondary, maybe even tertiary, right? So he scores goals, that's fine. But if we're looking at stats, his assist numbers are just off the charts, elite in the world. But it's his work ethic and compete, shift in and shift out. And so there'll be 20, 30 other coaches talk about, you know, a guy or two on their team like that. There's not very many men like that, like him, that plays as hard as he plays. You don't find usually an assist guy that plays his game, right? Usually those are hands guys that kind of find open ice and wait for people to get open, and it's all about opening up ice by going away from the play almost to open up other people. And he just drives the play and backs people off, and he's an unusual man.
Do you have any concern that the third goal might be challenged or overturned?
I'm going to pick my word. There's always the possibility, right? But I don't know that I let myself get concerned. Just kind of wait for the guy in the room to radio in what he thinks, and then we go from there.
What has Mark and Blake done to give Laine the space that he needs to make those passes that maybe he wasn't doing before?
No, I mean, it's a completely different style of game, right? So Patty's, you know, I've got three right-handed shots there. So when he opens up, he's got two guys that are very, very fast. So Blake just drives the pace, and Mark's very good at finding holes off that. It's a different game. If it's a lefty there, there's just different kinds of plays that get completed. It puts Patrick, because of the offside speed that he has, plays playing with, it puts him in a position when he gets it to have those passing options where he wouldn't have had it before. It also puts him in a more difficult place to shoot the puck. It's more of a challenge how he gets the puck coming on that side of the ice. But he's starting to put those numbers up. There's a, you know, and he's played well.
He said on Scheifele's goal that he thought shoot first and then elected to pass. Is that an evolution of his game, or is that just
So I've always thought that was there. I don't think he makes an awful lot of bad decisions. He doesn't make bad decisions with the puck. He never leaves a guy wide open off the back post and shoot it. He's never done that. But you got to carry a certain amount of speed, and Mark absolutely has that speed to get to make that a viable hole. And, you know, goaltenders, Locke's a veteran guy. He knows who's the shooter, and he's going to play that hard. He's going to set on it. So he knows that. Patty can do those things eyes up, right? That's the all of those great players aren't staring at the puck when they're coming down. He knows where the goalie's sitting, how far out he is, and he can feel it.
Does he become then, like, around the league, and certainly fans, they look at him as a shooter, 40-goal guy,
right?
He's going to shoot all the time. Does it help his game? Just pass the puck once in a while. Is he a more well-rounded player than maybe people realize?
The parts of the 5-on-5 game for Patty that he's improved drastically on playing with Mark and Blake is patience in his game. So when whatever player plays in that hole generates offense, right? They're playing with our two drivers. It's a different kind of offense. He's a smart guy. He can recognize the offense that's there. He's not going to come down and just blast it, but he never really did either when he was playing with Nicky and Stas. That wasn't his game, or Nicky and Brian. He's still making the right decision. He's just over on the right side of the ice. He's in a different shooting hole. The play develops. They're different players. Kyle Connor's a left-handed shot, so there are different kinds of plays. But he's always his shot selection's always been very, very good. I mean, he doesn't waste a whole lot. The advantage that he has, like on the second post that he hit, there's not a lot of guys that hit the post from their cross body like that. That he can do some things that are different. His 5-on-5 game is night and day better from the day that he went with those guys. One, because he's smart and he wants to make it work, right? But he also has an appreciation now that if you're playing against, and tonight we rest, Lowry against Bergeron, but on nights when their best are playing, you don't get to make two mistakes in one shift. It's in the back of the net, the same as the way it is going the other. So we put him there as much because we thought it would be an offensive grouping that we liked. We put him there to teach him that part of the game.